The frog in the window will sing for you. The frog in the window will smile for you with his straw hat and his cane. And you know that you will not be the same, 'cause the frog in the window will dance for you. He'll tap out the rhythm in his bright red shoes. And if you ask why this is done, he'll say you're only old when you will not be young. And the frog in the window will answer you. The questions you bring in a cup to view. And if his answer is not the best, so much better than all the rest. But you say there are so many things to be done. And he says right back that there's really just one, 'cause you're talking of death and your past. Just being born is probably enough.
You're listening to In the Window with DJ Frogs on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting round the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives and more. Last year, show number 11 was a self-indulgence, just my favourite tracks. Well, the Fat Controller said he liked it and I should do more self-indulgent shows, so the blame for the next 60 minutes lies squarely on his shoulders. If you heard the last one, you'll have guessed that it will be some Cole Porter. And here's the first. It's Blossom Deary with Giving the Ooh La La.
Say you're fond of fancy things, diamond clips and emerald rings, and you want your man to come through, give him the ooh la la. When your car is asked to stop by a handsome traffic cop, lest you want a ticket or two, give him the ooh la la. If Napoleon at Waterloo, la la, had an army of debutantes to give the British the well-known ooh la la, he'd have changed the history of France. When your favorite Romeo grabs his hat and starts to go, don't reveal the fact that you're blue. Don't break down and start to boo-hoo. There's just one thing for you, la la, to la la, do la la. Like Tallulah, just give him the ooh la la. If Napoleon at Waterloo, la la, had an army of debutantes to give the British the well-known ooh la la, he'd have changed the history of France.
Thank you.
when your favorite Romeo grabs his hat and starts to go. Don't reveal the fact that you're blue. Don't break down and start to boo-hoo. There's just one thing for you, la-la-do, la-la-do, la-la. Like Tallulah, just give him the ooh-la-la. The ooh-la-la, the ooh-la-la. You'd better be like Tallulah. Don't be a fooler. Give him the ooh-la-la.
Blossom will be back later with one of her own songs, but now, from her album Stage Whisper, here's Charlotte Gainsbourg and Memoir.
The city lights are beckoning, their sirens softly call. All the fantasists and fetishes are preparing the ball. When you've been stuck here on the doorstep with nothing to forsake, well, you might as well be anyone's to take. So I give myself to strangers like I gave myself to you. But the tenderness I felt has been replaced by something new. And in the orgy I can
from 4 decades ago, it's Soft Machine and Feeling, Reeling, Squealing.
Why don't you tell?
Forward 10 years and Parliament with Dr. Funkenstein.
Whoa! They say the bigger the headache, the bigger the pill, baby. Or call me the big pill. Dr. Funkenstein, the disco fiend with the monster sound, the cool goo with the bum transplant.
Hip bone connected to my thigh bone connected to my leg bone connected to my ankle bone.
I get so hung up on bones. Or Dr. Funkenstein here.
Preoccupied and dedicated to the preservation of the motion of the hips.
We love you, funk you, Funkenstein. Your funk is the best.
Talk!
Take my body and give it to mine. You walk with the rest.
Kiss me on my ego.
Hit me with the one and then. If you like, hit me again. We love you, Funkenstein.
Swift lipping, ego tripping, and body snatching.
Don't blow your mind.
Coming to you directly from the mothership. Pulling up the last leg of the feet pump.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Dr. Funkenstein. Yeah. Don't funk with your mind.
We love to funk you, Funkenstein. Your funk is the best.
Let me hear it for me.
Take my body, give it to mine. To funk with the rest. Hit me with the one and bend. If you like, hit me again.
All
we
right.
Love to Funkenstein.
Funk me to death.
A microbiologically speaking, when I start churning, burning, and turning,
it'll make your atoms move so fast, expanding your molecules, causing a friction fire, burning you on your neutron, causing you to scream, hit me in the proton. Baby.
I hope y'all got your sunglasses on out there. Me on my ego.
Thank you.
Back to the 60s. Freddie and the Dreamers, Do the Freddie. Do yourself a favour and look up the video for that song on YouTube. It's a hoot. 5 shows ago, you may have heard Tadpole's feature about Oliver and the Overworld. Well, playing the role of Freddy was the Freddy in Freddy and the Dreamers. Now, here's David Bowie with a version of Heroes you may not have heard. It's the German release of the single, sung in German. David Bowie and Helden.
Schwimmen wie Delfine, Delfine es chillen. Niemand gibt uns eine Chance, doch können wir siegen für immer und immer. Und wir sind dann Helden für einen Tag.
I also had the French release, but it doesn't sound as good in the language of the cheese-eating Surrender Monkeys. Okay, as we're in a bit of a European theme, here's a band from Sweden. And not as I first thought, Swindon. It's the Fantastic First Aid Kit and Tangerine from the Drunken Trees album.
Another business trip, another reason to stay away. You're coming home on Monday, smelling tangerine. They say that I should leave you, yeah, go and find someone new. Doesn't love a girl that smells like tangerine. I'm not going to bed, just say please, please, please. This happens to all of us. Apparently I'm not good enough. I can't make you laugh like tangerine. And you say, but I'm still here. That proves that I love you, dear. Now you come home smelling tangerine. I'm not going to bed, just say please, please, please. Good to me. I'm not going to bed, just say please, please, please be good to me. La la.
You are listening to DJ Frogs in the Window on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting round the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives and more. Time for a track from the new album from Peter Hamill. And I can't tell you what the album's called, as I have no idea how to say the first two words. They are spelt P-N-O and GTR. How do you say GTR? Vox Live Performances. It's a solo concert from the main force behind the 70s band Van de Graaff Generator. And in the 40 years since then, he hasn't cheered up any. So Peter Hamill and Friday Afternoon.
I wait for life to happen when right before our eyes blind faith unwraps its patterns. I just said, see you soon. My piano was in tune when you walked out of the room. It felt like any normal Friday. At concert pitch for 40, the pressure's many tons. The weight of life befalls me. I wish I could pretend my piano's on the mend. You treated it like a friend, left it to settle down over the weekend. You got a ticket on the terraces for the game on Saturday, and afterwards you might go for a beer. On Sunday afternoon you'll take the family to the park, and later when it's getting dark you'll say, we've still got that old spark. You'll say, oh, aren't we just so lucky to be here. Senseless. Sometimes we're pulled up short, quite shockingly defenseless. I don't know what to do. My piano's out of tune. It's not as if I can assume that it's ever going to get any better now. Lunch appointment when the working week is done. There's time for one more just before he goes. A quick glance at the watch, and now it's time to head for home. And so it's goodbye to the ladies, grabs the keys to his Mercedes, thinking maybe I should get a cab, but no. Blind drunk, he met you head on a normal Friday afternoon.
Here's Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, and the track We Call Upon the Author from their album Dig, Lazarus, Dig.
What we once saw we had, we didn't, and what we have now will never be that way again. So we call upon the author to explain. my kids straddle the streets. We've shunned them from the greasy grind. The poor little things, they look so sad and old as they mount us from behind. I ask them to desist and to refrain, and then we call upon the author to explain. Rosary clutched in his hand, he died with tubes up his nose, and a cabal of angels with finger symbols chanted his name in code. We shook our fists at the punishing rain, and we called upon the author to explain. He said everything is messed up round here, everything is banal and jejune. It's a planetary conspiracy against the likes of you and me in this idiot constituency of the moon. Well, he knew exactly who to blame, and we called upon the author to explain. Oh, Prolex, Prolex, nothing a pair of scissors can't fix. Yeah, Prolex. Well, I go guruing down the street, and young people gather round my feet, and they ask me things, but I don't know where to start. They ignite the powder trail straight to my father's heart. And yeah, once again, I called upon the author to explain. Yeah, we call upon the author to explain. Well, who is this great burdensome, slavering dog thing that mediocres my every thought? I feel like a vacuum cleaner, a complete sucker. It's fucked up and he is a fucker. But what an enormous and encyclopedic brain. I call upon the author to explain. Rampant discrimination, mass poverty, third world debt, infectious disease, global inequality, and deepening socioeconomic divisions. Well, it does in your brain. We call upon the author to explain. Oh, now hang on, my friend Doug is tapping on the window. Hey, Doug, how you been? Well, he brings me a book on Holocaust poetry, complete with pictures, and then he tells me to get ready for the rain. And we call upon the author to explain. Oh, no. I say, a Prolex, Prolex, something a pair of scissors can't fix. Kowski was a jerk, Berryman was best. He wrote like wet paper mache, but he went the Hemingway. Weirdly on wings and with maximum pain, we call upon the author to explain. Yeah, well, I call upon the author to explain. Yeah, well, down in my boat hole, I see they published another volume of unreconstructed rubbish. Well, the waves, were soldiers moving. Well, thank you, yeah, thank you, and thank you, and again I call upon the author to explain. Yeah, I call upon the author to explain. Oh, I call upon the author to explain. Yeah, we call upon the author to explain. I said, Prolex, Prolex, there's nothing a pair of scissors can't fix.
In the last Indulgence show, I played a Sinatra track because I thought it was so bad. Well, to readdress the balance, here's my favourite song of Frank's, It's Witchcraft.
Witchcraft. those fingers in my hair, that sly come hither stare, that strips my conscience bare, it's witchcraft. And I've got no defense for it, the heat is too intense for it, what good would common sense for it do? 'Cause it's witchcraft, wicked witchcraft. And although I know it's strictly taboo, when you arouse the need in me, my heart says yes indeed in me. Proceed with what you're leading me to. It's such an ancient pitch, but one I wouldn't switch, 'cause there's no nicer witch than you. That crazy witchcraft. And although I know it's strictly taboo, when you arouse the need in me, my heart says yes indeed in me. Proceed with what you're leading me to. It's such an ancient pitch, but one that I'd never switch, 'cause there's no nicer witch than you.
Well, here's the track all of you who know me were dreading.
Thank you.
That was Yoko Ono and Mine Holes. Now, the second Cole Porter song, Gertrude Lawrence singing The Physician.
Once I loved such a shattering physician, quite the best-looking doctor in the state. He looked after my physical condition, and his bedside manner was great. When I'd gaze up and see him there above me, looking less like a doctor than a turd, I was tempted to whisper, "Do you love me? Or do you merely love your work?" He said my bronchial tubes were entrancing. My epiglottis filled him with glee. He simply loved my larynx and went wild about my pharynx, but he never said he loved me. He said my epidermis was darling and found my blood as blue as could be. He went through wild ecstatics when I showed him my lymphatics, but he never said he loved me. And though no doubt it was not very smart of me, I kept on racking my soul to figure out why he loved every part of me. And yet not me as a whole. By my esophagus he was ravished, enthusiastic to a degree. He said 'twas just enormous, my appendix vermiformis, but he never said he loved me. He said my cerebellum was brilliant and my cerebrum far from NG. I know he thought a lot of my medulla oblongata, but he never said he loved me. He said my maxillaries were marvels and found my sternum stunning to see. He did a double hurdle when I shook my pelvic girdle, but he never said he loved me. He seemed amused when he first made a test of me to further his medical art. Yet he refused when he fixed up the rest of me to cure that ache in my heart. I know he thought my pancreas perfect, and for my spleen was keen as could be. He said of all his sweeties, I'd the sweetest diabetes, but he never said he loved me.
Now a track from the new Katie Melua album, Katie Melua with the Stuttgart Philharmonic Orchestra, and the song Mary Pickford.
Mary Pickford used to eat roses, thought that they'd make her beautiful, and they did. One supposes Douglas Fairbanks, he was so handsome, he wore a mustache. Must have had much cash too, worth a king's ransom. Charlie Chaplin, he was invited when these artists became united. When these artists became united. David Griffith worked as an extra, then as a stagehand, until they let him be a director. Dave was brave, a mover and shaker, a true pioneer. He seemed to show no fear. A filmmaker, just like Chaplin, he was invited when these artists became united. Artists became united. They tied the knot together. Groom and bride couldn't hide their pleasure. that they'd make her beautiful, and they did. One supposes Douglas Fairbanks, he was so handsome, he wore a mustache, must have had much cash too. Worth the king's ransom, Charlie Chaplin, he was invited when these artists became united. When these artists became united. When these artists became
back to the 60s and Japan's first psychedelic band, The Mops, and San Franciscan Night.
Now, young girls and boys, and ladies and gentlemen, listen to me. We are singing a song, Night of the San Francisco, by Eric Burdon and the Animals. Because we like them, we love them. So we think they were most grateful groups in the world, and we want to be great as Animals, and we follow them. And I think song, listen to me, San Francisco Night. This boring poem is dedicated to the city and the people of San Francisco who may not know it, but they are beautiful and so in the city. This is a very personal song, and if any of you cannot understand it, and particularly those of you who are European residents, save up all your bread and try to transfer your airway to San Francisco, USA, then maybe you understand the song. It will be worth it, if not for the sake of this song, then for the sake of your own peace of my mind.
Starlight Bay, Korean Stream, was a move mine due to what a warm San Francisco night. Oh, Chai, Yang Chai, the all right, what a warm San Francisco night. Angels sing, let the swing. Dream of blue, holiday pigeon too. What a warm San Francisco night. Tall angel, young angel, be alright. What a warm San Francisco night. I was born there, perhaps I died there. There's no prey, let you go. San Francisco. Cups fade. Heaven by his own sake of love. When will they ever never land? Old cat, young cat, be alright. What a warm San Francisco night. Children are cool, they don't raise cool. American dream, echo and true. San Francisco. San
As promised, here's Blossom Dearie with her song, I'm Hip.
I don't blow, but I'm a fan. Look at me swing, ring-a-ding-ding. I even call my girlfriend man, I'm so hip. Every Saturday night, with my suit buttoned tight and my suede on, I'm getting my kicks, digging arty French flicks with my shades on. 'Cause I'm too much, I'm a gas, I am anything but middle class. When I hang around the band, popping my thumbs, digging the drums, squares don't seem to understand why I flip. They're not hip like I'm hip. I'm hip, I'm alive, I enjoy any joint where there's jive. I'm on top of every trend, look at me go, vo-dee-o-do. Sammy Davis knows my friend, I'm so hip. I'm hip, but not weird, like you notice I don't wear a beard. Beards were in, but now they're out. They had their day, now they're passé. Just ask me if you're in doubt, 'cause I'm hip. Now I'm deep into Zen, meditation and macrobiotics. And as soon as I can, I intend to get into narcotics. 'Cause I'm cool as a cuke, I'm a cat, I'm a card, I'm a kook. I get so much out of life, really I do, scoop-a-doo-boo. One more time, play Mac the Knife, let her rip. I may flip, but I'm hip. Ooh, I'm hip. I'm hip. Scoop-a-doop-a-doo-doo-tweet-boo-boo. Spoo-doo-doo-doo-doo-tweet-da.
And I was saddened to hear that beards have had their day. If you have been, then thanks for listening. Here's Tiny Creatures and God is Good.